It's 8:30 in the morning on a Wednesday in January, and my husband and I are standing on the sidewalk around the corner from our house. It's a gray morning, about 35 degrees. We're hoping to catch a glimpse of two local legends. We're hoping to spot our neighborhood wild turkeys. That squawking noise you're hearing? It's a turkey call. I talked to a lot of neighbors on the search, some who you're not going to get to hear from today. You'll hear a mom with her toddler in a stroller, an architect, two different women whom I met while they were walking their dogs, a Cambridge cop, the baristas at our coffee shop, my husband, and a chorus of neighborhood bird life.
Good morning. Can I ask you a question real quick? Have you seen the turkeys around the neighborhood before?
Yes.
What do you think about them?
I think they're exciting to see with him.
Yeah? What does he think of them? What does he do when he sees them?
Phineas, what do you do? Have we seen turkeys here?
Yes.
Yeah. It's always just a bit of a surprise when we see them. And then there's a turkey.
I think we saw them, it was very funny, about a year ago, Thanksgiving, just before Thanksgiving, there were two of them. And we were amused by that, and then suddenly after a few months, there was only one of them. Oh, no. Second one finally showed up, maybe not the same one. But we're seeing them wandering around the streets now when everybody stops and, you know, photographs, pulls out their phones and goes at it. Everybody's quite amused.
So it turns out that wild turkeys are undergoing a national resurgence. The birds were near extinct in the 1930s, but today their numbers top 6 million. Here in Massachusetts, where the eastern breed is our state game bird, wild turkeys had disappeared by 1851. But in the 1970s, the Department of Fish and Wildlife introduced a small flock into the Berkshire Mountains, and for the next 20 years, they transported those Berkshire birds all over the state. And, though the eastern turkey's Latin name is silvestris, or forest-dwelling, in the past few years, it's the urban birds that are getting the attention.
I was glad to see that they were still around because I hadn't seen them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they were up there being fed, so I was happy to see that.
Sometimes they're in the back parking lot, and a lot of times they're right across the street in that person's yard. But they also get really far. Like, I've definitely seen them on, like, across Mass Ave on those side streets.
Whoa.
Here. They live down here somewhere.
Oh, this guy knows. All right.
Yeah, on, what's the name of that street? If you go down here, it's your first right. They live on somewhere in that street. I think it's Bay Street. Somewhere on Bay. Bay Franklin, Bay Green.
My neighborhood's not the only one that's crazy about our turkeys. Brookline has a well-known rafter, frequently mentioned in the local news. Beaky, who lives on Beacon Street in Somerville, has his own Twitter feed, as does Tammy, the turkey of the Alewife Tea Stop in North Cambridge. They follow each other, and when they're spotted or imagined around town, the Twitter ought to hear about it. Apparently, nearby Kendall Square, also in Cambridge, was once home to the illustrious Mr. Gobbles, though last year his roost was taken over by a hen and her adorable brood of poults. Turkeys have home ranges, not set territories, so I like to imagine that sometimes all the Boston area turkeys get together and have cocktail parties. I especially like to imagine this because turkeys are social creatures, and it just doesn't seem right to me that Beaky and Tammy should have to always go it alone.
It's different generations. Like last year, there were a pair. Mm-hmm. There was a mother and a baby last year. Baby grew up, then I saw them fighting one day, and then there was only one.
Oh my gosh!
I don't know if that's when they fly the coop, they find their own neighborhood or something.
Oh my gosh!
And then they used to sleep like in the trees up here.
Oh yeah?
On this street they sleep in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look kind of like freaky when they're sleeping.
So here's what I like about the turkeys. Not only do we wonder about them, but we're compelled to kind of stop in our tracks wherever we're going, take out our earbuds, maybe talk to the person around us, and just spend a second being like, what the heck is going on? And there are not that many things in our lives that can do that for us, that happen to cross our paths. And they wouldn't be special if we didn't wonder about them. If we just sort of knew that they were in the same place every day and we could count on them to be there, would be eventually it would be like, oh, there are the turkeys. But you know, since we just sort of happen to see them, because we can exchange sighting reports with each other, they're elusive, and they become these kind of mythical creatures. And I think that's what makes them special, and why when you see them, it's magic.
Oh, yeah, over there, in front of the house where we always see them. Turkeys. I'm gonna see how close to them I can get.
I just want to know their story. I want to know why they're here. Do they feel out of place?
Do they know they're forest creatures?
Do they know they're not supposed to be here? Or right. Have they adapted to city life? Are they,
right.
You know, where is their Starbucks?
Good morning. One of them just flew up onto the top of a fence.